Good evening, everyone. Sandeep, am I audible? Can you please confirm me?
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I welcome you all in this quarterly result presentation. I am Rahul Shukla, Deputy CFO, HCC. Joining me are our senior management, Mr. Arjun Dhawan, our Vice Chairman, Mr. Jaspreet Buller, our MD and CEO, Mr. Girish Gangal, our CFO, and Mr. Santosh Rai, our Chief Business Officer and Director's Business Director. Moving on to the next slide. A quick recap, HCC being a pioneer in infrastructure development and construction. Over last almost 100 years, we have completed over 4,000 kilometers of highways, almost 400 kilometers of tunneling. We have contributed to 60% of India's installed nuclear capacity and 26% of India's installed hydro capacity. As of the end of this quarter, our order backlog stands 11,852 crores, which excludes L1 positions worth 3,513 crore, which will be materializing in subsequent quarters. As you can see from the graph, our order book is well diversified, sector-wise as well as geographically, with transport leading the show in terms of sectors and Maharashtra being the highest one in terms of states of concentration. Performance for this quarter as well as the year, as you can see, for the financial year, we have achieved turnover of 4,800 crores vis-a-vis 5,000 crore during last year. For this quarter, our turnover is 1,330 crores vis-a-vis 1,429 crores last year. Our standalone PAT for the year is almost 85 crores vis-a-vis 178 crores last year. For this quarter, PAT is 228 crores against 38.8 crore during FY24. Our EBITDA margin stands at 19.4% for the year, and for the quarter is it's 31% vis-a-vis 13.6% for the complete year last year. And for Q4 last year, it was 15%. On a consolidated level, our turnover has been 5,600 crore for the financial year and 1,300 crore for Q4, vis-a-vis 7,000 crore in the last financial year and 1,700 crore for relevant quarter last year. Consolidated PAT is 112 crores for this financial year and 90 crore for the quarter, vis-a-vis 478 crore for entire year last year and 246 crore for the last quarter of last year. This year, we have secured three projects amounting to 5,700 crores with HCC share of 3,471 crores. In addition to that, we are also lowest bidder in projects worth almost 4,000 crores with HCC share of 3,500 crores. We have submitted bids worth almost 31,000 crores, for which bids are under evaluation, and we can expect outcomes in due course. We have also received completion certificate for five projects, which is a significant feat for the financial year. In this quarter, we have repaid lender dues of 534 crore. As you are aware that it's an annual repayment that we have to make to lenders. So this has been done on a timely manner. In addition to this 534 crore, we have also prepaid entire exposure of a few banks amounting to 134 crores. This is an effort to accelerate deleveraging that the way we had communicated previously also, and we will try to continue doing that. We have also completed settlement of one of our award under Vivad Se Vishwas 2, and we are expecting cash flow of 250 crore by Q1, in this quarter. We are also at advanced stage of settlement of certain large claims with our clients, which will improve our liquidity condition as well as profit margins going forward. Is a significant development. We have received investment grade rating from CARE Ratings, and now we are at BBB-, which will also enhance confidence of our lenders as well as investors. We have completed the 350 crore rights issue in April 2024, which was oversubscribed 2.5 times, and a 600 crores of QIP was completed in December 24. And with regard to our corporate HCC corporate guarantee reduction from 100% to 20% to the exposure of Prolific Resolution Private Limited, the SPV, we had updated during last quarter that the consortium, lender consortium, has in principle approved this, and the approval, formal approval process from lenders is going on, and there has been quite good progress on that as well. On operations front, these are the projects where we have achieved commissioning. RAPP Unit 7 and 8. Integrated Nuclear Recycle Plant at BIRC Tarapur. Anjikat Cable State Bridge in JNK. And just to point out that this is first cable state bridge for railways. And the tallest bridge, tallest cable stay bridge in India with a pylon height of 193 meter. This is T49A tunnel in Jammu and Kashmir. This is a 12.7 kilometer tunnel, which is second largest tunnel in India for railways. We have also commissioned Delhi Metro DC06 package, which is Janakpuri to Krishnanagar station. And we have contributed to all four phases of Delhi Metro with this. Some of the operation updates. You can see the beautiful picture of Coastal Road. All arms of the Mumbai, this project has been now completed. Tehri Pump Storage Scheme, I mean project. This is 1000 megawatt PSP in Uttarakhand. We have synchronized unit 5 and 6. Now Vishnugal Pipalkoti hydroelectric project, which is a 444 megawatt project that we are doing for THDC. Here HRT is being done by TBM, and we have done TBM mining of 5.8 kilometer out of 12.1 kilometer length. Updates on Mumbai Metro Line 3. You can see pictures of stations and tunnels. Almost significant completion, so trial run is in the progress. Some of the this you can see the results here. I'll just pause for a minute so that you can take a look. Standalone numbers. Consolidated numbers. Key numbers I have already highlighted during previous slides. P&L standalone. Consolidated P&L. With this, the presentation comes to an end, and now we are open for our questions.
I request you to raise the hand so that I can allow you to talk. Jainam Jain, please. You may start, please.
Good evening, management. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. So, sir, my first question is, how are we seeing the tender pipeline in this coming year, in FY26? Can you just elaborate, can you just give a brief of on that?
Can you please repeat the question? Sorry.
Hello, I'm audible right now?
Yes.
You are audible, but the voice is not that clear.
Okay. So, sir, my first question is, how are we seeing the tender pipeline in FY26?
Okay. Shall we answer that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, as Rahul explained, we, for this current point of time, we have bids worth 30,950 crores, which are under evaluation. And as far as FY26 is concerned, we have identified a bid pipeline of 54,000 crores, which we will be submitting during the course of the year.
Okay, sir. Are there any specific larger projects in the 54,000 crores? Like, can you just give us some few names on that?
So largely, I can tell you that largely the opportunities will be in the urban infrastructure space and hydropower space. These are the two spaces where I can say 75% of the bids would be concentrated. And they would include major metro cities where the metros are coming up. And also you know that India is focusing a lot on the green power energy. So we will also see hydro bids, which would be in the range of, you know, some average you can say could be like 2,000 to 2,500 crores single opportunities.
Okay, sir. And what about the urban infra? Like, is there any state specific to which we are seeing the tender pipeline?
I can say when we say urban infrastructure, it's linked to the mobility, and they are mainly metro systems. They are some transport corridors. They are largely, you can say, are in Maharashtra, in Delhi. Some of them are in southern cities. So there is no specific area. As you know, our order, you know, we are well diversified geographically also. So, but you can say 40-50% of that would be is in the metro cities.
Okay, sir. Sir, my second question is like, when are we expected to receive the LOA for the projects in which we are L1?
So, New Gandharbal, you know, New Gandharbal is a hydropower job where we are. It's in Jammu and Kashmir. Of course, the arrangement between the center and the state is taking some time, and also I believe the current situation will has added to the problem. But we expect that in next 2 to 3 months, this order should materialize as an order for us.
All right, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much and
Yeah.
all the best.
Thank you.
Shikha Mehta, you may please unmute and start talking.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, you go ahead, please.
Hi. I'm one looking to understand what kind of growth we are eyeing at a revenue and a PAT level for FY26 and FY27. And secondly, trying to understand what plans we have on the debt side, if we have any internal targets as to how much to reduce our debt by in the coming financial year. And lastly, if you could just go into a bit of details to explain the difference between the standalone and the consolidated numbers, because as per what I understand, all our transactions with regards to our subsidiary were completed last quarter, and we said the standalone and consolidated numbers would be quite similar. So I'm just trying to understand that as well.
Yeah, so I'll address your first question with regard to growth. So we have communicated earlier also during our previous presentation that see, we are now in the phase of building our new order book in an accelerated manner. That's the target. But unfortunately, for last couple of years, we have been a little lagging in that front. So naturally, we have achieved very rapid execution in last three financial years. So our order book is not to the level which we would have expected it to be. As you have seen, almost 11,800 crore is the current order book. We would have liked it to be at least 20,000 crore. So we have limited work front to execute these existing order books. So naturally, if you say immediately next year, what will be the turnover? We are not eyeing any growth in the next year. We should try to maintain the level at which we are operating. However, the kind of order booking pipeline we have, once it materializes, which it has started showing results, we will start seeing accelerated execution in numbers FY27, 28 onwards, and then achieving 30-40% kind of CAGR for next 4 to 5 years is not something that we cannot do. We can very conveniently do that, and you can estimate that from our order bookings that you will see going forward. So
But
not to don't want to put any number for short term, 1 or 2 years, but long term, yes, there is very clear visibility of growth.
and so what we're saying is that 20,000 crore order book is our current target, right? Is the first target we want to reach.
Yes, that's the first target that we have to reach there. Yes.
Okay. If you could also explain on the debt side.
Yeah. So see, there are some regular repayments that we have to make to lenders. If we just as we have been continuing to do that, so next financial year in March, when we make that repayment, our debt will come down to around 2,500 level.
Sorry, I missed.
However,
Repeat if there was some disturbance.
Yeah. So with that March 26 repayment, our debt level will come down to 2,500 crore level.
Got
and it. There are some other ways of debt repayment that we are exploring. One of them is code BG transaction modalities we have explained in earlier calls as well. So we are targeting that at least 500 to 600 crores of debt should be repaid through that mode. However, we cannot commit it today because lenders have to be convinced for issuing bank guarantees for that. But the dialogues are there with some of the lenders at advanced stage, and we will update you whenever things materialize. One of them I have already updated, like we have prepaid 134 crores of some of the lender exposures. So that is through that. And going forward also, we will keep on doing. And our goal is to prepay as far as much as possible and reduce our debt levels.
Right. So, sir, one could look at it as even though you might maintain a flat growth for FY26, because your debt levels will reduce, there should be some interest saving, and hence, that would be the right way to see it.
Absolutely.
And so, lastly, if you could help me understand the differential between consol and standalone numbers, that would be very helpful.
So, you would notice that there is not much difference in console and standalone. And going forward, there will not be, I mean, it will reduce very considerably. So there was one major subsidiary, our Swiss subsidiary, which we have deconsoled during last quarter. So that was, those numbers were being consolidated for last three quarters. So you are seeing some difference between a standalone and console there. However, going forward, we only have one HCC infrastructure, which has got some minor number. So there will not be much difference between the two numbers.
Yes, sir. So what is this differential again? The quarter for PAT difference that is being seen, that is because of what?
Because of Steiner. We have sold Steiner. So
that Steiner would not be there in Q4, right? We sold it in Q3, right?
Right. So I am telling annual number. Difference in annual number, console numbers.
Could you help me with just Q4 numbers? Because the PAT differential is significant.
Can you please specifically tell me which two numbers you are comparing right now?
I'm comparing Q4 25 numbers, which is 228 crore for your standalone numbers, and I think 90 crore or 85 crore for your console.
So, as you must be aware, there is one subsidiary, Prolific Resolution Private Limited, which holds, in which we are holding 49% stake.
Mm-hmm.
There had been some loss incurred by that entity, and 49%, and that too is a fair valuation loss. There is no business in that entity. So, quarter on quarter, we keep on doing valuations, and whatever change in valuation is there, we keep on accounting. So, this is just an accounting entry. And since we are 49% stakeholder in that entity, with that proportion, it has come to console level, and that's the difference that you are seeing there.
Okay, so that is the only difference in your standalone and console.
Right.
And that too, it's just an accounting entry is what we are saying.
Correct.
Okay.
Because that,
Okay, sorry, so you were saying something.
Yeah, that entity is not really having any business apart from some claims and awards which it is working for realizing. So it's a fair valuation which keeps on happening, and based on that, whatever number comes, that we have to consolidate.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Saurav, you may please start.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
So I see over the last a few years, we have raised considerable capital in form of rights or QIP, and we have strengthened the balance sheet considerably. But the order flow still seems to be sluggish as compared to the peer or the competitors. One of the notable things is a newcomer company, Mega Engineering, got a major nuclear power project. While all this time, we have been saying that HCC has expertise into this. So I wanted to hear the narrative about what is our strategy for tapping work in the nuclear power field. And second, I would also appreciate if you can put some color on what is the impact of fallout of Indus Water Treaty suspension. Do we see more of hydropower projects coming to our kitty out of this?
Saurav, right? Yeah, hi, Saurav. Santosh Rai here. So, look, I think two things. First of all, is the pace of the orders. I'll say we have, of course, our previous year has not been up to our expectations. We have been able to manage order intake in terms of conversion of only 3,800 crores. Though still we have some L1 positions, and I can also say some of the bids which we have submitted where we are having good hopes, they are delayed, and we are expecting those financial bid opening in this quarter. So hopefully, you know, we can see some good news in this quarter is our expectation. That's one thing. Other than that, you know, some newcomers or other players are coming and taking away some jobs. That doesn't fizzle us so much because I think their philosophy of winning a bid and our philosophy of winning bids in our sector is very different. We are very, very properly pricing our risks. We are looking into the job in a very detailed way and aligning them with our strengths. So you know, you are definitely watching that over the last 3 years, how we have been growing operationally, how you are, you know, taking our turnovers to the right level, and that is by a good execution. And we want to maintain the same stand. We don't want to dilute our order book with, you know, risky jobs or something like that. So I think the two companies have, or two or what many other companies may have, a very different philosophy of taking up jobs. What I can tell you, I think this year we will see considerable, you know, growth in our order book. As we have told you, we have around 31,000 crores of bids which are under evaluation. On the top of that, there are another 54,000 crores of jobs which are identified, and we are going to make a bid for that. So it should be a good year for us.
Okay. And what is the impact of Indus water treaty suspension? Do we see more orders coming on hydropower side?
Well, look, I think Government of India already had plans to develop some hydropower projects in Kashmir, namely, you know, Sawalkot, Uri and all this. So our expectation is that these may get expedited and we will see a couple of projects, you know, coming up maybe earlier than expected. And also we are seeing a lot of hydro potential in Bhutan. And you can see there are PSPs and there are other agreements getting signed in Bhutan by private players also. And we have a very strong position in Bhutan, so that will be another very good market for us in hydropower sector.
Thank you. Wish you all the good.
Thank you.
Kunal Tokas, you may please start.
Hello.
Yeah, Kunal, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, hello.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Kunal, you're audible, yes.
Hello.
Kunal, you are audible.
Kunal, we can hear you. Please go ahead. Okay, then I'm turning to Kenil. Kenil, you may please start.
Sir, just wanted to know any future plans for fundraising, first of all, and then second, my second question was, now the central government has given funding for the Chennai metro. When should we expect the bids to get a tender and commercialize in coming days?
I'll answer the second question first. Chennai Metro, I still believe, you know, the bids are at least, you can see these bids in next financial year. Let me put it like that. Chennai Metro bids.
Okay, understood. And the Patna project 05 and 06, one should get should that open in coming months, or it will be delayed by 4 to 5 months more?
I believe the owners are following the process of, you know, taking you know, requisite permissions from the lending agency and the state government. That is in progress. We are also, you know, watching that. We are hopeful this should happen in a month's time, max.
Okay, understood. And sir, one more question. Just wanted your guidance on the PSP project, as there has been a lot of projects approved by the Government of India in coming last few months. So should we expect newer orders apart from the private ones we backed recently?
I think so, yes, because we are seeing that there is definitely a traction in PSP, and this traction you will continue to see over next 5 to 10 years is our expectation. Apart from, you know, private players like Tata and Adani and JSW, Torrent, other people, there is definitely government agencies like NHPC, THDC, they have made MOUs on some projects, and on certain projects things are moving pretty fast. So you will see a lot of development in PSP sectors.
Understood. Thanks and congratulations for the great set of numbers after a long time.
Thank you.
Viraj, you may please start.
Hi, good to see things moving in the right direction. Aspirationally, when do you see a net debt to EBITDA of one turn in the future? By which financial year?
Net debt to EBITDA.
Right.
So I think it should take a couple of years, assuming the accelerated deleveraging that we are working on. In next couple of years, I think we should be able to achieve that.
Okay. Can you throw light on the recent order wins in partnership with Tata Projects? I think you had one or two back-to-back orders with them. What was the thought process behind bidding with Tata Projects? Was it because of a limitation in working capital or constraint at your end, or was there genuine synergy in terms of capability between the two companies?
No, I think, look, I think HCC's philosophy of partnering on jobs always have been that both partners bring complementing capabilities on the job. So I'll say that's fundamental, and that's how we get associated. Naturally, these jobs, the two jobs what you have seen, one is a pump storage project, and another is a metro rail. Tatas do have a good presence in metro rail system like we have. And I think we brought some common synergies together. That's what made us to bid this job together, with HCC being the leader in the joint venture. Another job also, I can say we definitely, we looked upon what we bring together. And there were certain very deep values which Tata Projects is also bringing on the table with that project. So there is no working capital constraint or something because of which such partnerships are being made. I think we are completely capable to do them on our own. But definitely, when things allow us from a risk-sharing perspective and from a capability-complementing, situation, we look at these partnerships. And we may continue to do so in future with the right partners.
Understood. On Steiner, the subsidiary sale, it was a very complex deal and slightly difficult to understand what comes into the HCC kitty. Can you give us a sense of any earnouts or proceeds that are expected over the next 12 months from that transaction?
So we had explained the transaction during last meeting, and these are not immediate recovery that we are expecting here.
Right.
It will take some time. I think last time we had mentioned around 24 months to 36 months is something that we are expecting monies to start realizing, and it will come in stages.
Right.
So we will keep on updating whenever there is recovery.
Okay, great. My last point is just a suggestion. If we can release our results well in time before the earnings call, I mean, the numbers are coming out after the earnings call has begun, which is not particularly helpful. I think either we need to change the earnings call time or really endeavor to get the results out on the exchanges well before the call.
So this is Arjun Dhawan. Look, I want to apologize to everybody for that personally. It was the quarter four and the fiscal year end and the presentation of our budget and strategy for next year, and the board meeting ran a little longer. We'll ensure basically we build that cushion in next time.
Thank you.
Ankita Shah, you may please start.
What explains the margins of 31% this quarter versus 13% for last year?
So, Ankita, as I mentioned, this we have achieved some settlements during this quarter, which has brought some cost efficiencies. That's why there is improvement in margin.
Can you quantify it, please?
Almost 200 crore has been contributed in the margins by these settlements. Otherwise, it's in the same range, almost 14% EBITDA margin, which we maintain from the project. We are there, and balance is coming from settlement.
Okay. And, what has been the recent fundraise utilized for? Because I see overall debt reduction of 231 crores. I'm including long-term and short-term borrowings number. What has the funds been utilized for other than this repayment?
So As we had declared during capital raise that the funds will be utilized for our working capital and growth as well as debt repayment. So it has been done in a similar fashion. A part of it has been utilized for debt repayment and balance, like we are achieving, we are getting new orders and we will continue to get new orders. So some capital reserve has to be kept for growth purposes. So it's in the same fashion the way we had declared during the time of fundraise.
What is the size of the JNK order which is included in L1?
No, there is
JNK. L1. So,
no, it's including in the order.
Included in L1. So, it's almost close to 800 crores.
The total job is 1200 crore and HCC share is 894 crores.
So, you've included 894 in L1 or 1200 in L1?
894 only.
Okay, got it. And also, could you help me understand the loss or the face value loss that is recorded in Prolific, given that you mentioned that there is no business there. There is your claims and advances which are being put up there against the debt that is transferred to Prolific. So, this reduction in face value is for claims and advances that you've put up there, those has been downward revised?
No, it's not downward revision, Ankita. See, the valuation is carried out by considering time value of money, right? So you have to make cash flow projections and then you have to apply discounting factor to arrive at a valuation. Now, depending upon how the recovery timeline is being modified and looked into, your valuation changes. So this time, during valuation, a conservative estimate has been taken that it is going to take a little longer to realize those cash flows. And recovery also, we have estimated slightly reduced recovery percentage to make it a little conservative. That is how this at discounted NPV basis, there is slight reduction in the value, fair market value.
Could you help me with the numbers for this? I mean, what would be the current outstanding claims that are in favor of FCC, both in the entity as well as in Prolific right now? Outstanding status as on March end.
So outstanding status, I will broadly tell. For detail, we can discuss subsequently separately also. Broadly is, you must be aware, we had transferred almost 2,500 crores of awards and 4,000 crores of claims, which are, so it was 6,500. Currently, we have almost 6,000 because some of the claims got converted into awards like that. So currently, still there are almost 6,000 crores of claims plus awards. We have just revised a little bit of their methodology of cash flow and discounting factor, which has resulted into valuation loss.
Okay. And in standalone, same, similar number? Or in your STC entity, basically. STC entity, similar number?
No, so your numbers are different because in HCC,
STC, we should have awards worth roughly closer to 5,000 crores. And the claims could be, you know, they are ongoing, so maybe 7,000 to 8,000 crore. But they will not be visible in the balance sheet as such.
Okay, I'll take it separately. Thank you.
Kunal Tokas, you want to ask questions because you couldn't hear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I was not able to hear you earlier. Okay. So first question is that you have talked about the guarantee reduction for PRPL to 20%. In the notice for your March 13th board meeting, you had said that it is conditional on you forwarding 400 crore rupees to PRPL by raising 1500 crore rupees of equity in the next 3 years, of which 600 crore rupees you have already done in the QIP, out of which 200 crore rupees you have sent to PRPL. Is that information correct?
We have not sent to PRPL. It is parked with HCC and will be sent to PRPL once the CG reduction is actually implemented. We have achieved
digital amount
approval.
Sorry. Okay. And it will be in the form of an NCD that PRPL will issue to a HCC. Is that correct?
So we will infuse ICD. We will infuse it in the form of ICD, which will be recoverable from PRPL subsequently after lender repayments there.
And the total amount will be 400 crore.
Total will be 400 crore, 200 from this current capital raising, which we have completed, and 200 from subsequent one.
Okay. And the difference between consolidating standalone numbers you attributed to fair value loss in PRPL. So that loss from associate was 141 crore. All of that is attributable to PRPL?
Right, right.
And you also said that 5,000 of awards HCC standalone has. Out of which, is it correct that around 3,500 you have sort of realized through bank guarantee route?
Correct.
So remaining is 1,700 and something, out of which only 600 to 700 is shown as long-term trade receivable on your balance sheet. The balance is not recognized?
No, see, India's balance sheet consists of current portion and non-current portion, correct?
Yes.
So what the awards which are realized or could be realized within 1 year, it will be considered as a current portion, and beyond 1 year will be considered as a non-current portion. So if you add both to together, you'll get to that number of 1674, but you'll not be able to get that number exactly by two lines, because on these receivables, you'll have some retention portion also, you know, some other GST receivables also. So this is the number, what you can take it as 1674. However, you'll not be able to get adding two lines 1674. You'll get larger number, adding current and non-current receivable.
So it is depending on when you expect to realize the award or how long that award has been outstanding after being awarded in favor of HCC.
No. Once the award is published in favor of HCC as an arbitration award, thereafter the client has a process to file an appeal against Section 34 to High Court. After Section 34 decision, it goes to Section 37, and thereafter it could go to even Supreme Court. So it takes 5 to 7 years after award is published to realize actual cash therefrom. So till the time, it will remain in the balance sheet as receivable.
So do you mark it to fair value? Do you recognize any provisions against it or no?
No, see, there is no need to do that because arbitration award carry interest from 12% to 15%.
Because PRPL get it, right? That's why the loss you recognize.
No. You are mixing two different things. As far as SCC is accounting on real-time basis, the awards and the accrued interest. As far as PPRL or the prolific is concerned, they are accounting that on a fair value basis because it is not their awards. They have only got a receivables from this awards or the money claim from this awards as their asset, correct? So they are doing a fair value assessment. Now, fair value assessment depends on various things. I'll not take much time for others also, but I'll explain in just 2-3 lines. Wherever you do fair valuation, for awards, naturally you will have fair valuation based on the interest what is embedded with that award. But for claim, you have to understand based on your past experience how much you are going to convert that claim into award and the related interest. This is further discounted or worked out on the basis of number of years it would take to realize that money. Thereafter, you apply a discounting rate to bring it to the current level of, that what is the cash value as on today.
Present value.
So, So because of all this adjustment, this is more of a fair value thing, not a real value thing like HCC. That's why you can't compare. It is not apple to apple. Okay, it is apple to oranges. So, fair valuation is based on this movement, as I said, the discounting factor, the time taken to convert. What is the, okay. I mean, arbitration separately, claim separately. So it's a little complex working.
I think I understand. Okay. And in the board meeting I referred to earlier, you had also planned to consolidate all awards into a single subsidiary.
Correct.
Against issuance of NCDs. So Correct. Is there any progress on that? And so what's the thinking behind it? Do you want to monetize it or?
No. There are two different objectives to this. First of all, we want to continue with our engineering and construction business or our operation within SCC. And we have very specific, energies for recovery of this award through parking into a separate company. Correct? Mm-hmm. Now, the permission from shareholders through EGM has been obtained on 15th of March 2025. However, since these are the assets, are securities for lenders, we would need lenders' approval before transferring that to a separate company. So, pending this lender's approval, which should be possibly happen in this quarter, thereafter we'll be able to transfer into a subsidiary, a 100% subsidiary.
There are two other ancillary benefits. One is that we create the right incentives for the team that is actually chasing these awards in another opco, and then we also have the ability and the option to monetize these, settle these, and whatever cash flows that then come or the tax impact of that arises from that ends up basically being limited to that company. Yes, obviously it's a pass through. Any cash actually received will come to HCC immediately. So really, from a value perspective, HCC is not actually being disassociated at all from even 1 rupee of these amounts. So it helps basically from an organization perspective, from a tax perspective. And there's considerable savings on that front. Just on the subject of valuation that was just answered earlier, the SPV, as far as Prolific is concerned, or for that matter, even this SPV in the future will be concerned, we will take we've assumed a very high and conservative discount rate, which is, that's the purpose when you do a valuation, but it doesn't really change the value or the time value or the equity value or the underlying equity value of what we have there. This is a theoretical analysis, and when you have a much, much higher discount rate, used for future cash flows, then naturally that would basically, from an NPV perspective for the purposes of accounting, end up having a bit of a different basically outcome than it would be from a free cash flow perspective.
Definitely, and by isolating all your non-operational parts in construction, it will also make the standalone balance sheet at least much clearer and transparent for investors. Representing
only
the operational
exercise. No, absolutely, and you're exactly right. The lumpiness would basically be, we come out of there, and then obviously from our, as we want to now have our quarterlies be entirely predictable from a growth, EBITDA earnings perspective, we want to take some of the lumpiness of some of the legacy matters basically out of there. And so when you see cash flow basically recovered from this in the future, they will come in a manner that is much, much easier to kind of represent to you when we actually meet on a quarterly basis.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Kenil, you have any additional questions, please? Okay, Viraj, if you have some additional questions, please may start.
Sorry, previously we mentioned our order win or conversion rate for the orders we bid for. What is that percentage in the past? Has it been of the order of 20-odd%?
Look, I think from the bids what we submitted and what we won, actually it is high. But for our guidance purpose, we would like to keep it at 15%. And that's what 15%. We are looking at. Yeah, because if you see... that's the volume what we have targeted for, and we expect around 15% wins from there.
And this 30,000 crore orders that we bid for are primarily hydro, nuclear, those kinds of projects?
Largely hydro,
right.
and urban infrastructure projects.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Sanjeev Damani, you may please start.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you may, please.
Thank you. Good evening to all. Sir, actually, only thing I would like to know is what is the estimated amount of work that we will be executing during this quarter, that is April, May and June? Any rough figure if you have in your mind?
No, I mean, we cannot give such short-term forward-looking statement. We generally abstain from doing that. Sorry for this.
No, only thing is that, I mean, we have pending orders to be executed. So, based on the work going on, some sort of estimate could be made anyway. And, sir, any new project that we are starting from April based on the acquired order during the last year, or have we made any beginning from 1/4/24 on any new project?
Yes. In fact, the three jobs which you are seeing which has been awarded, considerable mobilization activities have been completed and works are going on in, you know, at a good pace, I will say.
When you say mobilization means pre-preparation to start real execution, am I right, sir?
Yes, you are right.
Uh-huh. So, actual execution has also started in some of the projects, if you can mention them also.
So, like one of our bridge projects, there some execution activities have started. But on others, you know, on our hydro job also, some basic site execution activities have started. But on our metro, we are in the beginning of a design phase. So, naturally, we are doing the investigation activities and other
things. Because actually, I could not see the presentation and the results. Usually, you mentioned the pending order to be executed, which were approximately 12,000 crores in December. So, right. What is the status today, sir, as on 31st March?
No, it was around 9,000 in December.
Okay,
now
sir.
Now it is 11,852 crores.
That is including the new one. But if we segregate the new one which we got started after December, can you kindly give some figure of pending orders?
No,
See, in this, as on December, we had outstanding orders of 9,700.
Okay.
We got roughly 3,600 worth orders in this quarter, that is January to March.
Okay.
However, we have executed also, at least 1,300 crores of order during this quarter. So, the net result is 11,800 outstanding as on 31st March 2020.
Okay. Sir, if you can just give me estimate that are we likely to achieve 2,000 crore turnover in this quarter? You completed 1,300 crores last year, last quarter.
I think you can't hold my from the, different side. I told you I can't make any forward-making statement.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Please raise your hands. Kunal, okay. You may please go. Go ahead.
One quick question.
Yeah.
For next year, for example, we have a contingent receivable if Tiger does an IPO. So, do we have any other receivables that might not be showing up on the balance sheet, but that can support liquidity? And if you can just give a broad idea of the quantum.
No, so, there are no other receivables as such. But other than whatever we have declared, no contingent receivables. We have certain assets, like there are land parcels, then there are awards which are not totally completely reflected in our books. So these kind of assets and things are there which can be realized subsequently.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Harish Yad, you may please start.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you share some update on the BKC bullet train railway station?
Yes. So, works are ongoing and almost 70% of excavation works have been completed.
Okay.
The base slab and other works are in progress.
Okay.
That's the status of the job right now.
Because recently the railway ministry visited that site and some news was there in the paper. But there was no mention by you in the conference call. That's why I asked. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
No more hands raised. Okay. Jainam, you may please start.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So, sir, my question is like we are L1 in roughly 3,500 crores of worth of project. First you mentioned is the hydro project of 900 crores, right? And like what are the other projects in which we are L1? Actually, I don't have the details of that.
Another one is an elevated corridor worth 2,700 crores.
Okay. Is it a metro?
No, it's a road project. It's a road project. Road in the sense, it's an elevated bridge, viaduct, you can say.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
No more hands are raised. So, Rahul, you may please conclude the meeting.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you everyone for joining this call. And we look forward to connecting with you during next quarter. Okay, good night. Have a good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.